the connections between the world and your world.
Paul Murray on 2UE
954.
Great new show on the TV. I want you to try and record it or obviously watch it live. Joy of Sets. It is on Channel 9. It's straight after 2.5 Men. It rated incredibly well last week. And its host, the brains behind the operation, the legendary Tony Martin. Tony, good afternoon.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Very good. Were you happy with week one?
We were in a Charlie Sheen sandwich, obviously. I think Charlie was doing most of the heavy lifting, let's be honest, but happy to accept it, certainly.
Now, this is the thing. You did very well with the Ashton Kutcher episode. That was the lead-in. But after it was the Comedy Central roast, that did fairly well as well. Now, that was a very, very blue show. Does this now mean that Joy of Sets from here on in will be absolutely filthy for rating success?
Yeah, I think we're going to need a lot more drug and rape humour going by that hour of television. Even I was quite shocked. But that's what those roasts are like. I guess they're just not normally shown on commercial TV.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, I don't mind, you know, that really rough humour, but it is really dark cable TV stuff. The fact that it was sitting there on commercial telly after a very good family programming like your own program, Tone.
Yeah, we just had Warwick Capper running around in his underpants. That's suitable for everybody.
Now, it seems that Warwick Capper will be the great go-to gag of the show. How many appearances will he have in week two?
Well, he's in it only fractionally. You only see him for a few seconds, usually. It's like Where's Warwick every week. But he's just bafflingly talking about his Rolex in this week's episode. We just let the cameras roll, and the lines that were scripted went out the window. It's just, yeah, put in the bit where he's talking about his watch for no reason.
Now, we should tell people about the show. Basically, it's TV about TV, and this has been done not in this fashion for a very long time in Australia, and telly is a lot different than it was. I think the last time somebody did a TV show about TV, it was Simon Townsend on the ABC 20 years ago. It's a very different medium now.
In this format, because it is a comedy show, but we're trying to combine showing you sort of tricks of the trade with just getting to silly jokes. And every week we choose a different element that you would need to make your own hit TV show. And this week it's cooking. It's just a bouncing off point to get to silliness most of the time. But there are a few revelations, I guess. It's hard to tell people things they don't know about television. That's the thing. I mean, most 13-year-olds seem to have a blog with the top 5 cliches on Law and Order. So.
Well, actually, yeah, interesting point about all of that. Some great stuff was written about that, you know, that At Home with Julia program that sort of come and thankfully almost gone. But something that was said about TV comedy at the moment is that it's very hard to make a funny TV show because with Twitter and all the rest of it, basically, I mean, we always know that everyone's a critic, but people are now watching early reaction. And it seems like as soon as you declare something's going to be funny on TV, people come gunning for you.
I know, you're asking for trouble. Well, I actually got in and tweeted our own show pretty savagely last week with the first episode. I think 5 seconds into the opening titles I put up, this is rubbish, I give it 25 seconds.
Now, when you turn around, I mean, this week's show is about cooking, the extraordinary impact of things like MasterChef. But when you sit around and you wade through the decades and decades of videotape that no doubt you've had under the bed all these years, there are little fads that have come and gone. At the moment, it's all about cooking. What would be an example of, in doing the research of this show, a television fad that you just couldn't understand was as popular as it actually was in Australia?
I don't know. You do notice very weird fads. Certainly, I'd forgotten in the first series of 90210, Brian Austin Green made a very unsuccessful attempt to bring the fad of wearing a blazer with board shorts to the public. That never really caught on. That's a very minor one.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're sort of looking for cliches that you've never seen mentioned before, I guess, is something.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Next week's our families episode, and I noticed how many shows had what I call the disappointed, uptight, conservative dad. You know, the dad who's really unhappy with what his son is doing, maybe working in some liberal area like a comedy program, when his other son's over in Afghanistan doing the right thing.
Yeah, yes.
So Ed and I actually hire a disappointed, uptight, conservative dad for the day to just follow us around and critique us and accuse us of only having a job where we watch TV all day.
That's right, you could have had mine.
But people say that to me. They go, oh, you're just watching TV all day. And you go, that's like saying, you know, if you had to eat, you know, eating chocolate is great, but imagine if you just had to eat chocolate all day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the thing. I mean, this is the equivalent of what you're doing. This is the equivalent of being a kid caught smoking and you've had to finish the entire pack in front of them.
I've now watched every single thing on YouTube, and there is nothing any cat can do that will ever surprise me.
Now, that's the thing, too, is that there's a show, and there's a very specific reference I want to say about a very weird show that's on Foxtel late at night on the Comedy Channel. It's a program called Mansers, and I stumbled across it on the weekend. It is, I mean, imagine Ralph Magazine, but attempting...
Oh, yeah, I've heard about it. It's like blokey dilemmas.
Yeah, exactly. But sort of trying to pass it off a little bit like the Curiosity Show in bikinis. It's absolute garbage. But
well, that's it. We've discovered that, I mean, the great thing about TV is no matter how mad an idea you've had, someone will make it. And, you know, I mean, last week we were showing clips from My Monkey Baby.
Yes.
Based on the one statistic that over 1,000 people in America are bringing up a monkey as a human child.
Well, this is the thing. Whatever the crazy idea, somebody's made a show about it, and invariably somebody's made a celebrity reality version of it.
Well, that's it. We show in our renovations episode, we've got clips from the Vanilla Ice Project, where Vanilla Ice comes around to your house and renovates it. Is that something you want? But it's amazing how, I don't know if you saw our show last week, but we have a segment called Not On My Network, where we read out the premises for three terrible shows, and one of them is actually real. And Peter Phelps was reading out a sitcom called Heil Honey I'm Home about Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun, and people were hissing and booing, like, what an appalling joke for Tony and Ed to have made up, and then we revealed that was the real show.
Oh, no, what?
And the gasps of horror from people. It only went one episode.
Oh, we could talk all afternoon, but the joy of sets, it is on tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, right after 2.5 Men. What's the other side of the Charlie sandwich this week? What have they got after you this time?
I think Survivor's coming back.
Oh, hello. Look at you. They're backing you in all the way, Tone.
Well, you know, we could still be voted off the network. It could still happen.
All right, all the best.
Thank you, Paul. Cheers.
Nice to talk to you. Tony Martin, the big brain, that is Tony Martin. Make sure you watch that show, Joy of Sets, 9 o'clock tomorrow night on Channel 9. Love that guy.